Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. In tomorrow's primary election, Massachusetts voters will decide whether Senator Ed Markey will get six more years in the Senate or whether Congressman Joe Kennedy will be the Democratic nominee to take his place. Markey's been serving in Washington since 1976. And Kennedy is trying to make the case that it's time for a new generation of leadership in Washington. WBR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks spent this past weekend following the candidates as they made their final pitch to voters.
Markey traveled from Boston to the South Coast to Western Massachusetts on a big blue bus. On Saturday, he pulled into Longmeadow, just outside of Springfield, and told supporters how police brutality and the pandemic are hitting people of color at disproportionately high rates.
And here's what we know. We know that the coronavirus pandemic is killing black and brown people at more than twice the rate it is killing white people.
Markey, at age 74, is in a fight for his political life. But on Saturday, he didn't mention the man who's trying to end his political career, Joe Kennedy, who's 39 and wasn't even born the first time Markey was elected to Congress. Instead, Markey, the co-sponsor of the Green New Deal with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, touted his progressive credentials and said there's a lot at stake tomorrow.
This election day, justice is on the ballot. Environmental justice, the Green New Deal is on the ballot. Healthcare justice, that's Medicare for all. Universal healthcare, it's on the ballot.
Markey and Kennedy agree on just about everything, so part of this election has been an argument over who is the true progressive. Markey's supporters, like Michelle Morantz, a former schoolteacher in Longmeadow, is impressed by his long record of progressive advocacy.
I think that Ed Markey has earned the right to be returned, and I don't feel that Joe Kennedy has ever, in everything that he said, he has never made a good case for why we should oust a really effective senator from his position.
Kennedy was on the move this weekend as well, talking about racial justice and families struggling amidst a pandemic, and he continued to push his case that it is time to oust Markey.
Senator Markey is a good man and has had a long career. But he went to Washington, and he has not found his way back to the streets that you walk.
On Friday, Kennedy spoke on a sparkling late summer day in East Boston overlooking the harbor. He was back in the neighborhood where he launched his Senate campaign a year ago and where the Kennedy family first launched its political dynasty. Kennedy cast himself as an agent of change and Markey as part of the status quo that has left too many people behind.
For most who are struggling and scraping and striving across our Commonwealth, the status quo doesn't come close. And we will not change that by doing the same thing that we've been doing for 50 years, by entrusting our future to the same people who built our past.
Kennedy accuses Markey of absent leadership. It's a charge based on Markey's travel records, which show that he spent more time out of state than any other member of the state's congressional delegation. To Kennedy supporters like Gurley Adrian, a city councilor from Everett, that matters. Adrian says she invited both Kennedy and Markey to meet her constituents.
They really liked Kennedy. They really understood him. They didn't know Markey. And for me, it was a shocker because he's been our U.S. Senator, and that says something.
And of course, Kennedy brings a certain mystique, which says something as well. That, according to Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins, another Kennedy supporter. At the East Boston event, Tompkins evoked the memory of his own grandmother, who had three pictures on her kitchen wall of Jesus, Martin Luther King, and
John Kennedy! And so when it came time to actually be a part of the Kennedy mystique, do you think I wanted to get up to heaven and have my grandmother smack me in the back of the neck and say, boy, what could you have been thinking about?
If Kennedy is the descendant of political royalty, Markey is the son of a milkman. So they may share similar politics, but they are separated by age and background. Over the weekend, I asked Markey about Kennedy's fundamental case for generational change.
My answer is quite simple, that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is right when she says that it's not a question of your age, it's the age of your ideas. If it goes to a question of ideas, I'm the youngest guy in this race.
There's evidence that some people agree with that. The most recent polls suggest that Markey is leading in this race, thanks in large part to younger voters. Kennedy has just a few hours left to close the gap or risk becoming the Kennedy who lost in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.